Is Parshas Zachar a biblical or rabbinical obligation? So we are all aware of the most important Kriyas HaTorah of the year, the reading of Parshas Zachar, which we all make sure to be by a minyan, to be in Shul this Shabbos. And in this lesson we will analyze what is exactly its level and definition of obligation that is being fulfilled when you hear Parshas Zachar in Shul on the Shabbos before Purim. So we have a clear pasuk in the Torah and Parshas Kiseitse, Zachar es asher asal l'cha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, from which we learn that there is a positive command to remember the works and actions of Amalek against us. Based on this, many of the Rishonim and Poskim record that there is a biblical obligation to hear Parshas Zachar and Shul before Purim. So is the opinion of the Rishonim, Tosfos Shantz, the Trumas Hadeshin, the Eshkol, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Agos Ashri, the Smak, the Sefer Achinuch, and so records the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, chapter 146, Halacha 2, and 685, Halacha 7, the Alter Rebbe in 282.16, that Parsha Zachar is a biblical obligation for people to hear. Now, know that everyone agrees to this opinion, as is implied from the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, who writes, V'yesh Ayrim, and some say that it's biblical. And in truth, some learn that according to the Rambam and according to the Smag, it's really rabbinical. Nonetheless, practically, we do conclude that it is biblical. However, what aspect of Parsha Zachar is biblical is debated amongst the Poskim. The Maram Shik on Mitzvah 605 explains it literally that the entire ceremony of reading from the Torah in Shul is biblical. That the Torah does not, the command in the Torah doesn't suffice with simply one remembering in private the actions of Amalek, but it has to be done in public from a kosher Sefer Torah. Meaning that in addition to fulfilling the mitzvah of one of the six remembrances of remembering Amalek daily, there's a special mitzvah of remembering Amalek through the public from a Sefer Torah. And that is fulfilled by Parsha Zachar. Other Poskim, however, negate this and state that in truth, there is no biblical obligation to actually hear the Parsha from the Sefer Torah with the minyan. That's the rabbinical form of fulfilling the biblical law. What, though, is the biblical law? Simply to remember Amalek. And the rabbis added that it should be remembered in public from a Sefer Torah. What is clear according to all opinions is that no one holds that the mitzvah, the biblical command, is to hear the Parsha of Amalek specifically before Purim. That is a rabbinical enactment. And therefore, in truth, you can fulfill this mitzvah any time of the year that you hear Amalek read from the Sefer Torah, such as from Parshas Kiseitse, or even from Parshas Beshalach, as points out the Magen Avraham and other Poskim. Nonetheless, at the very least, Midrabanan, one is obligated to hear Parshas Zachar, the actual Shabbos before Purim. So let's summarize this halacha. We rule like the majority of the Rishonim and Poskim, and so is the Rung Shulchan Aruch, that Parshas Zachar, reading it on the Shabbos before Purim, is biblical. Meaning that one fulfills a biblical obligation when he hears it in Shul. However, in truth, one can fulfill this biblical obligation any Shabbos that Amalek is read, such as Beshalach, or Kiseitse, or in Purim, and it doesn't have to be specifically the Shabbos before Purim. And that aspect is only rabbinical. Furthermore, some place can learn that the biblical mitzvah is fulfilled any time you remember Amalek, even in private, and it doesn't have to be done biblically from a Sefer Torah in public. And that is only a rabbinical aspect. Whatever the case is, everyone should have in mind on Shabbos of Parshas Zachar to fulfill the biblical obligation, and hence the reader and listener must have this in mind to fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah of remembering Amalek. And in Mirtz Hashem, Hashem will do the rest to speedily bring Mashiach and cause their eradication from our midst.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.